Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 170, There is no cruelty in God, and none in me. In paragraph 2, it has these words in italics: You make what you defend against, and by your own defense against it, is it real and inescapable? Lay down your arms, and only then do you perceive it false. Recognize that you are the holy child of God itself. You have that same power that God is, and that was created within you. There is no power outside of you. This lesson reminds us that God created nothing outside of us that would have the ability or the capability to take from us, to cause us harm, to inflict pain or misery or even death. We are eternal, infinite, spiritual beings, one with God. We cannot be separated. But if we hold the idea that we must defend ourselves against something outside of us, this can show up in many ways. Perhaps you're trying to gather enough money to pay a bill or to close a gap on a particular problem. Or perhaps you're holding a judgment against another. You have a story on them about who they are and that you hold their past against them all the time. Whenever we do things such as this, it basically means there is no God. God is cruel if there is one, and that we must now take charge and protect ourselves against this problem that we have. Every time we do this, we reinforce the illusion and we turn away from the truth. Every time we do this, we deny our true identity as God's holy child, and further, we deny the holy gifts that have already been given. These gifts will leap into your arms as you recognize that this is not so. What you have created is not the truth. And as we lay down our arms and our defenses, and we welcome a healed perception in the place of our judgments, our fear, and all that we are doing to try to solve our problem, today let us rest. Rest in the arms of God as if you have never done this. Rest completely. Take a break today from your own defenses. Whoever you are holding a judgment on, today simply be willing to see the Christ in them, to look past the behaviors, the words, the appearance. Look directly into the Christ within them. And if you cannot see it and can't imagine seeing it, then ask for it. Dear God, help me to see the truth of this person. Help me to look through the facade, the appearance, the image I have made. I do not seek idols today, and I will not reinforce what I see with my eyes. Today I hold a place in my heart for a true awakening, that I could see the Christ within each one, that I would know the love that is coming from you through them to me as they are one with me. I accept that love. Today I will be courageous in my stand for love. I will love everyone I meet, regardless of my judgments. Today I lay my judgments down, and I choose peace today. I choose to love through your loving eyes as they shine through me. Give me the strength to do that. I am willing to hold that place and accept miracles in the place of all of my grievances. There is no cruelty in you, and none in me.